black, and her name was Golding. Thought she was the cream of the Bayesian Street Queens. She got tired of that smoky wine dream, began to feel lonesome. Sweeps. Gave them to a beggar who was mumbling through the streets. There's no escaping from his snowy white dreams. Born and lonesome, Henri and me.
Network. It is March 3rd, 2024, and we are live. And you know, I was Waylon Jennings, and so the bumper tracks at the top and the bottom of the hour are dedicated to my uncle who just passed away late Wednesday night, going into Thursday morning. It's kind of why I wasn't here last week. We're dealing with his deteriorating condition. And so we lost him right there going into leap year 229 this year. So, and he's a good old country boy, come from a huge family, like 9-10 kids, like my second father. Grew up camping and running around in the 70s. What a time to be blessed to have a childhood. And I really don't want to go into the details of his deterioration health-wise, but fully jabbed. As you know, I'm the only one left in my entire family that has not taken the needle of any of this COVID crap, these biological warfares, genetic sabotage injections. So I'm personally convinced that the injections sped him on his way to the grave. I'm not happy. Of course, any of the things that I was suggesting got poo-pooed. I can't get into it too much. It's just going to get me pissed and sad and everything else. So, another great man in my family gone. Just mind-blowing, really mind-blowing. So a lot happens in 2 weeks. I was looking through all the links that I sent myself throughout the last two weeks, and it's just like I'm trying to triage it down and make some sort of semblance of order. This broadcast is not going to be orderly. So a big thing, you know, that people are really talking about is this great American eclipse this year. You know, we had the forerunner a couple years ago. This is on SHTF planet. All planets in our solar system will form a line as the path of the Great American Eclipse crosses the U.S. Back in, what was it, May 5th, 2000? I think there was a big alignment. A lot of people kind of tied that in with the Great Pyramid and all that stuff. I still remember it because of Y2K, and you know, I go back pretty far in this whole kind of conspiratorial research thing. You know, I really started to get kind of back into it in my 20s, and so it's been a long haul. But now we got this Great American Eclipse crossing the U.S. Okay. Truly going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event. A few days ago, I wrote about how this is from Michael Snyder. This eclipse will pass over seven locations named Nineveh. Isn't that interesting? That moves across our country. Since I wrote that article, I have also learned that the eclipse will go over a location in Texas named Jonah, too. Well, there's a couple places in Illinois, like Cairo, Illinois, and things of this nature. So, you know, if you're way back in the YouTube days, you remember a guy named Enter the Stars. And I don't know where he's at right now. I should probably try to look him up during the break or something. But he really overlaid the maps of the Nile and the Mississippi and did all that work. Very, very fascinating. And then you get into the Cahokia Mounds and a very wild kind of trail to get led down, I'll tell you, when you're looking at this stuff. And then some of these alleged Egyptian artifacts being found in the caverns of the Grand Canyon and so forth. And, you know, it really, this stuff really goes back to the flood and whether the Atlantic Ocean was originally there or not. Okay. You know, you had this whole Pangea concept that we were all taught in schools, that the continents were all together. It's kind of fascinating the way Africa and, you know, the west coast of Africa and the east coast of the U.S. and Central and South America kind of look like puzzle pieces that could kind of fit together. You know, you get into all that. It's pretty fascinating. So this eclipse coming up, okay. So there was one in 2017, okay. And so they learned a place in Texas named Jonah. It's pretty incredible. But what I have to share with you today is even more amazing. Then he says he's got something else to share. The information is so explosive, I feel it's important to try to get it out to as many people as possible before the eclipse arrives, so I can't hold it back any longer. Today I'm going to share with the whole world what I shared with my core subscribers last week. Since the Great American Eclipse of 2017, we had been waiting for the Great American Eclipse of 2024. And now it's less than 2 months away. On April 8th, the Great American Eclipse of 2024 will complete the giant X over America that the Great American Eclipse of 2017 started. Amazingly, on that exact day, the seven other planets in our solar system will line up in the sky. This is an extremely rare event, and it will never be seen again. So why am I so concerned about what's going on in the heavens? Luke 21:25, Jesus specifically told us that we should watch for signs in the sun and the moon and the stars just prior to his return. And what I have to share with you today is absolutely amazing. During the month of April, so many things are going to be happening in the heavens. Let me start with things that are commonly known. On April 4th, just 4 days before the Great American Eclipse of 2024, there will be a planetary alignment that will involve four planets. The next planetary alignment takes place on April 4th. Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Mars. The planets will align in the morning sky. Venus, Saturn, and Mars will be visible to the naked eye, but you'll need a telescope or high-powered binoculars to see Neptune. And this really, you know, I've got the Ides of March pulled up. You know, when this whole build-up to this war kind of started, you know, March, Mars, God of War, it starts to become springtime over there in the Ukraine. So it's the 74th day in the Roman calendar, corresponding to March 15th. So that's a very short time period away. Okay. Marked by several religious observances and was a deadline for settling debts in Rome. In 44 BC, it became notorious as the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar, which made the Ides of March a turning point in Roman history. And this kind of foreshadows what that play where Trump gets assassinated in New York and the possibility of them taking Biden out. So, you know, everybody is really worried about Trump being taken out and so forth and so on. And so the Ides of March is here, and it's just fascinating that we've got this kind of thing going on, okay? And so, and then a lot of, I've been on the radio quite a few years here, and I've always, you know, you've always talked about this march and then the war type things going on and so forth. And so, and then we coming up next month in this season of bloodletting, where you've had all the Columbines and all of this stuff, Waco, all that sort of stuff. And every April during this satanic high sacrifice season, I kind of always end up digging into that and going through, you know, the Virginia Tech massacre and all that stuff. It's pretty interesting. All this is kind of cocktailing, dovetailing together right now. Okay. In addition, there'll be four planetary conjunctions during the month of April. On April 3rd, we'll witness a conjunction of Venus and Neptune. On April 10th, we'll witness a conjunction of Mars and Saturn. April 20th, we'll witness a conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus, or if you like, Uranus. Okay. April 29th, that's a big day. We'll witness a conjunction of Mars and Neptune. But everything I just shared with you pales in comparison to a discovery that's been made by Rachel Baxter. In addition to our planet, there are seven other recognized planets in our solar system. In January, all seven of those planets, along with the sun and the moon, begin to line up in the sky. This is different from a planetary alignment. During a planetary alignment, several planets appear to be stacked behind one another as one looks out from the Earth. But in this case, the other planets in our solar system are actually forming a straight line in the sky. Okay? And so it's, you know, and I'm not going to read all this, but so what does all of it mean? I don't know, but I do believe that very unusual things are happening in the heavens right now. Well, hell, a lot of unusual things happening on the Earth right now. So just kind of something to keep your eyes on, okay? Now, where do I want to start? How about clip five? Let's get clip five ready, Sam. Now, this happened a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't on the air Sunday, but let's go ahead and play just a little bit of clip five.
This is Dabu 7. We now have pharmacies across the country reporting delays to prescription orders, and it's all due to an ongoing cyber attack against one of the nation's largest healthcare technology companies.
It's kind of turned down low, healthcare
Sam. As reported this morning, that they cannot process orders from patients or anyone throughout the U.S. because of this cybersecurity issue. It's affecting its networks. They noticed this first thing this morning, and in response to this, they disconnected from being online and disconnected from their systems, is how they put it, further impact.
Here's the thing. Remember the outages of all the bunch of these cell phone companies and so forth and so on? That was on 222. I don't know if anybody, I haven't heard anybody talk about that. That's Washington's birthday that they decided to pull this foreshadowing of a cyber polygon type event. Now, remember, I'm kind of like in the camp that there's probably going to be some massive event, and they're probably going to sick a bunch of these invaders on various points within the country, and this is going to be the backdrop for a massive looting of the fake, you know, kind of funds that are floating around out here. Pension funds, 457s, 401ks, all this. So it's probably going to be like this brutal cocktail of events to where they've weapons caches that are already ready to go to put in the hands of these Chinese and Venezuelans and other Marxist aligned countries. And just, you know, disgruntled Muslims that are pissed at the West for bombing the crap out of their countries and so forth. And some of them are about the jihad and so forth. So, unfortunately, we're getting very, very close to this point. And, you know, there's a lot of things going down. So, like, you know, this whole thing with a lot of these elites dying, okay? Now there's this funny one up on the People's Voice where I can't find the original footage where Mel Gibson allegedly says this. Mel Gibson's, the global elites will keep dying to make way for the Antichrist. Okay, so we've had, as you know, Jacob Rothschild and others, some of the royals, Queen Elizabeth, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Lord Jacob Rothschild. Now, according to Gibson, according to this article, the elites are returning to their demonic form in order to better support the Antichrist from the lower realms as he assumes his position on the world's throne as the King of Kings. Well, you know, no man in this world, they can escape God and escape death as at this point. Now, many of them think they're working on this presently, the Jared Kushners, the Ray Kurzweils, probably the Elon Musks, the goofball Sergey Brin and them over in Google and the rest of them, the Pentagon. They're all trying to cheat death. You know, allegedly Rockefeller had a bunch of different hearts. Dick Cheney's on whatever, however many hearts he's on, this sort of weird stuff. You know, this organ kind of harvesting part of the elites in the background here, where healthy people get liquidated in order for some of these people to get new organs type thing. So, you know, they all want to cheat death. They all want to somehow make an end run around and get to the tree of life, you know, and basically thwart God's plan that says, hey, we all got to face death. And so that's a big thing here with a bunch of these people with the transhuman movement and the genetics and all this stuff, where they have different avenues that they're attempting to go down to cheat death and therefore, in their minds, avoid the judgment. Okay? So, kind of interesting that people have these very, you know, weird kind of predictions about. Now, they're also talking about Kate Middleton haven't seen in public since Christmas. Then on Tuesday, it was announced that a senior member of the royal family with links to global finance had been found dead at his residential address in the Cotswolds. While the royal family have kept the details of Thomas Kingston's death private, family statements suggest the son-in-law of the Duke of Kent took his own life. All right. He appeared to have been deeply involved in this family business, having worked for a connected global finance company called Voltan, V-O-L-T-A-N, Capital Management. And Voltan was a Mayan god, and part of the worship of him was human sacrifice. So it's kind of interesting that they, this whole thing with Prince Charles and with cancer, and there's all this speculation out here. So it's kind of fascinating that we're seeing these things transpire right here where, I mean, it's just off the charts silliness. So let's talk about this Gemini thing, and it's been talked about ad nauseum on the big platforms of alternative media, but none of them really they talk about how it's erasing white people and you can't find images of white people, but they don't want to use the word genocide, white genocide. And this is laying the groundwork. How long have people on under deep underground streams been talking about white genocide? Years and years and years, but none of these people, very few, are talking about how this is openly genocidal behavior on the part of these very, very any other group of people that would be digitally erased like this. It would be the biggest scandal ever and blah, 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 blah. But since it's the European stock, the European bloodlines that are being, let's just say, erased / targeted, whatever you want to say, even like the black YouTube sphere, they don't understand, they don't get that the insidious nature and the war that organized Jewry has declared on white people first and foremost. Because see, the rest of you out here, you don't understand that they already think that you're so weak and pathetic that they don't have to genocide you at this point. They're already feel like they've got their boot on your neck. So where, once we get Whitey out of the way, this will be easy pickings for the rest of humanity. And them and, the Chinese who they're hugged up with now. So where should I go now? Let's get clip 9 ready, Sam. Now, this is all of your rich people, right? A lot of your Hollywood people and so forth. We know about Zuckerberg and the bunkers. Now you're reading stories of RuPaul building some sort of bunker system in Wyoming to prepare for civil war and all this stuff. But this is a pretty good kind of rundown of all these people selling their mansions and having them up on the market and all this. I think Hijacker sent me this about a week and a half ago. Go ahead and play clip 9.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to go through this one by one. Oprah Winfrey's house in California, on sale for $100 million. Shamar Moore, house for sale, $5.8 million. Jay-Z and Beyonce's home is on the market for $300 million. Mila Kunis, she's the actor, $30 million. Russell Wilson, $25 million. J-Lo, Ben Affleck, their home is on the market for $60 million. Kelly Rowland's home is on the market for $4.5 million. John Legend, his mansion is on the market for $17.5 million. Ricky and Kathy Hilton, $15 million. This goes on and on and on. And on, there must be 100 of them. These are all these mansions right now from all these wealthy people that are selling their homes right now. You can check this. You can go online and check this data for yourself. Not just that, we have all of these politicians and all these wealthy people selling. So let me jump to the shared screen a moment just so I can show you this. Here we go. So let's start with, I'm going to go through U.S. senators, so those of you who are in the U.S. know. So what's he doing right now? The orange is sell. He is selling, okay? So there's one. Daniel Goldman, he has been selling. Pete Ricketts, he's been selling. Zoe Lofgren has been selling. That's a massive sell, actually. Look at that. Dan Sullivan, he's selling. John Hickenlooper, he's selling. Lois Frankel, talk about a sell. I mean, she hasn't sold so much in a decade right now. Michael Burgess, he's selling. John Curtis, he's selling. Scott Franklin also has been selling. This is absolutely crazy. So I started then looking at this and saying, this is very unusual. Come on, Neil, brain work. What's the pattern here? Find the pattern. What are we seeing? And I'm going to start grasping at a lot of straws here as to what I'm seeing, because there's a lot of very unusual things. But there's a number of patterns. Number one, the billionaires are selling. They're selling their stock. The politicians are selling their stock. But of course, for every seller, there is a buyer. So then it sort of raises the question, well, who is the buyer for all of this? Let's see if we have time to go into all of that. But it's the usual suspects, some of the biggest corporations on the planet. But also, what are we seeing in the media? You may have noticed this uptick in, now's the perfect time to get into the market. And the patterns I'm seeing at the moment are the exact same patterns that we saw. And again, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm just saying we're seeing these same patterns as what we saw during the Great Depression. You saw the Roaring Twenties going towards the Great Depression. Now, I'm not saying we're going into an 80% market crash. I'm definitely not saying that. I don't even think that is what we're seeing or what we are going towards, because there's so much liquidity floating around. If you've taken my finance courses or my stock market course, you'll understand what I'm talking about here.
So we're seeing a lot of these all uber rich people trying to get rid of some of their homes and properties, a lot of them on the West Coast. And then we're seeing a lot of people involved in selling stocks and whatever in the political system. So you got the rich people trying to get rid of some of these big homes, and you got a bunch of politicians getting rid of a bunch of their assets as far as stocks or whatever, you know, hedge fund stuff and all this other garbage. So it's a very eerie sign. You know, you suck all the dummies in while the people that are connected are being told, hey, get rid of it, get rid of it. So they probably know that there's some sort of a massive correction coming, and then probably all these people in Hollywood are getting ready to have to go into some sort of form of hiding. It possibly looking like, you know, the people building bunkers and all the rest. So Google's AI image generator. So they've already been through the white genocide aspect, erasing whites. Okay. So now, but it's also refusing to create the man in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Says it violates safety policy. So this shows this alignment between the Jews and big tech and the CCP, okay? And we've known about this, you know, Zuckerberg's married to a Chinese woman, you know, the penetration of the West Coast of the United States by Chinese is insanity. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
tell the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold, the pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. Her love, like the leaves, now have withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die, and out in the darkness the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand. Where has she gone to? Oh, where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey. Each vow was a plaything that she threw away. The darkness is falling, the sky has turned gray, a hound in the distance is starting to bay. I wonder what she's thinking of, forsaken, forgotten, without any love. Alone and forgotten. forsaken by fate and by man. Oh, Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand.
All right, here we go. Second half hour coming your way. Good old Hank Williams Sr. there. That was one of my uncle's favorite. Waylon and Hank Sr. Those were his two main guys. Sheng Tao, the mayor of Oakland. Now, she's a Hmong from Laos. Her parents were refugees from Laos. And the Hmong really were tied in with our military during Vietnam and stuff. I watched a lot of stuff about them. So she comes from a big family, grew up in some public housing and all this stuff, and was a single mom. But unfortunately, she went to UC Berkeley and probably got brainwashed into Marxism. Following her graduation from Berkeley in 2012, Tao worked for at-large council member Rebecca Kaplan. Oh, isn't that nice? So then when she became her chief of staff at the Oakland City Council, and then she becomes mayor, and then Oakland becomes a hellhole where In-N-Out Burgers got to leave. So a person with potential, they get sucked into UC Berkeley, start working for some Marxist, probably Jewess, and they're probably a Chinese asset now for all we know. This is how the West Coast goes. You know, I wanted to talk about this. This is from February 23rd. This is real raw news, this fake website. JAG executes Oprah Winfrey. The case of JAG versus Oprah Winfrey reached a theatrical conclusion Monday morning when Winfrey was executed at Gitmo for having aided and abetted the enemy, FEMA, in depriving Hawaii residents and tourists of life and property during last summer's Maui inferno. Although her execution had been scheduled for February 14th, JAG postponed the hanging until the 19th for reasons JAG hadn't expatiated on at the time of this writing. Real Raw News summarized Winfrey's tribunal in an early article. And this is the kind of crap that gets posted here. Then you'll see it floating around on 25 websites before it's news and all this other garbage. Do you really think Oprah Winfrey was hung at Gitmo by the JAG? I mean, this is what's wrong with, like, people, these gullible idiots. And then there's people on talk radio networks that actually read that like it's real. And then, it's mind-blowing that we have this kind of goofiness. So, you know, I was listening to Rents, on the weekends I catch up to some of his, programs during the week. And he had on Gary Holland from Vegas, and they were talking about the Super Bowl and the whole thing with, Travis Kelce and freaking Taylor Swift and all that crap, okay? And it got into a lot of stuff. But, you know, I spend my due diligence and fair share looking at a lot of this stuff. All right. Now, this is from February 1st. An NFL entertainment lawyer who has worked for the corporation for more than 15 years has been found dead in New York City hours after telling reporters, now this is from 2018, that Super Bowl 52 is rigged. Dan Gudis was found dead in his hometown of New York City, what early reports describe as a gangland-style execution hours after blowing the whistle on the rigged Super Bowl backstage at a promotional event in Minneapolis. Early reports claim the 48-9-year-old was found shot dead in a 2017 BMW 2 Series along with one other man believed to be a close friend. And I just want to bring that up because Vigilant Citizen had this article up on February 13th. Super Bowl 2024 was a circus involving a clown wearing an inverted cross. Okay, and they say it was the most watched telecast of all time, blah, 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 blah. And she's and talk about Taylor Swift, and she was with this little rapper girl named Ice Spice. And she spent along, you know, in the press box, and she's wearing a huge inverted cross. Okay. And so, you know, and I'm not going to get all into it, but it's pretty fascinating, the whole drama that went down. And then you get into this, she was wearing this big upside down cross by this jeweler named Alex Moss. Okay. Even Snopes had to backtrack and confirm the inverted cross. And she was throwing up her little devil horns and all that stuff, you know, during while the camera was on it and all this. It's kind of fascinating when you look at some of that stuff. Now, Cat Williams was just on, and Mr. Producer, this is clip 6. If you want to get 6 ready, Cat Williams, the comedian, a little short black guy. He was just on with Shannon Sharp in his podcast, and it got like millions upon millions, tens and tens of millions of views. And there's all kinds of fallout. Anybody that pays attention to the kind of entertainment aspect of all this. And I just monitor it for kind of cultural impact and kind of anthropological and how it impacts the larger society and that sort of stuff. But Cat Williams, when he went on Shannon Sharp, you know, the former Denver tight end, and he's a big sports commentator, and he's doing this Club Shay Shay podcast, and he exposed a lot of crap about the industry, kind of on the black side of the house with comedians and acting and Hollywood, and all about people selling their souls and having to wear dresses and have to give up their rear end for sexual deviance to do what they want with them to get certain kind of big contracts and movie roles and all that. I mean, really, really heavy stuff. I've been covering this stuff since I've been on the air, pretty much. Just kind of as partially, because it all has to do with the satanic network that kind of that runs the earth. You know, it penetrates all, and I don't like to use that word necessarily, but it penetrates all facets of any avenue or venue that has power over the minds of the masses. And so, whether you're talking music, which is very powerful. You know, people talked about Lucifer and his pipes and how he, you know, and the whole singing and music and beats and the trances it kind of puts people in and what it does to their body chemistry and the however many hertz you want to talk about that makes people have kind of healing frequencies versus ones that make them like prone towards violence and sexual deviancy and all that kind of stuff. And then how that kind of has really merged with sports, how sports and music are kind of joined at the hip now with, and it is just like the perfect example is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. But this has been going on for forever. Remember when Justin Timberlake ripped the little thing off of Janet Jackson's boob at the one Super Bowl and all that? I mean, just think where we've come since then. But how this stuff all cross-contaminates with political, entertainment, music, academia, all this stuff that has power over the minds of the masses. The evil network wants to have its tentacles in and control. And there's a war going on. People are talking about this Great Awakening and so forth and so on. And I just don't know. I'm still rather pessimistic, just because I really monitor kind of people in various walks of life, let's just say, and I don't think the awakening is great yet. And you know, whatever you think about this Trump thing, and I'm not a big Trump pusher, especially post Warp Speed, but if you really do live in a representative republic where it's, you know, the democratic kind of principles are supposed to win out, Trump is the overwhelming candidate that most of the country want to return into office. Now, my personal opinion with that is, if Trump gets back into office, there's going to be something crazy that happens with if he gets in. If he doesn't, and the Marxist radical Alinskyite nuts that are running the country now maintain power, it's going to get ugly either way. And so, I don't have a lot of, good feelings either way. I think the kitchen sink's going to be thrown at us no matter which, when you read the back of a Hardy Brothers, Nancy Drew mystery, remember you had different endings? Well, there are different endings, and none of them seem to be going to be highly positive. With the financial system just teetering on the brink, this debt spiral and everything else. So let's go ahead and listen to clip 6. This is Cat Williams with Joe Rogan.
Right. But that's what makes information so powerful is, you don't care how people feel about the ritual. It's about, does following the ritual work? Yeah. And so you can fool yourself into thinking there isn't one, but the evidence will be clear. So like when I was like, these guys are wearing dresses, and everybody's like, oh, he keeps talking about people wearing dresses. No, it's
a weird thing.
It's not like that. Look at it from a different way. Look at it. Show me one person that ever wore a dress in Hollywood unsuccessfully. That's how you understand what a ritual is. Mm. So 20 years ago, I knew that transgenders was going to be a thing. It wasn't because I was a prophet. It's just I had gotten so much information that I understood that things are secular. So I understood that the earliest I had seen that word transgender was Baphomet, the transgender. And so I knew that in the ritual of Baphomet, the transgender, to show allegiance to him, you had to kiss his ass ring.
Really?
And it said both of those things. So I knew that both of those things would become popular in the future. And that somehow calling people the goat would be normalized over the sheep being always the most popular reference.
God damn, we got some good weed, Cat. Jesus Christ.
This must be the weed
talk. I'm trying to figure out how to jump in on that. There.
Now, let me see here. Now, when he was talking about having to kiss the kissing the ass ring of Baphomet, Osculum Infame, it's the name of the witch's supposed ritual greeting upon meeting with the devil. The name means the shameful kiss or the kiss of shame, since it involved kissing the devil's anus, right? Or his other mouth. According to folklore, it was this kiss that allowed the devil to seduce women. And you get into the black magic and that sort of stuff, and you know, you get into this kiss of shame where people get initiated into these covens and all this. And so some guy dressed up, you know, he's got this devil freaking headdress on and whatever. I guess his robe probably opens up in the back, and the people in the coven got to kiss his butt, you know, like butthole, as part of the ritual. You know, this satanic stuff, crazy stuff. Now, we already know about the death of Jacob Rothschild. Now, this was up on State of the Nation on the 25th. Epic Rothschild feud breaks out into the open over $250 trillion global wealth management business. And this is on RT. Rothschild's clans battling over bank clients, Bloomberg. The Swiss and French branches are leveraging the family name in a bid to control the global wealth management market. The Rothschild family's Swiss and French branches are battling for dominance in the wealth management industry, which is causing tension and sparking speculation of a merger that would significantly impact the global financial landscape, Bloomberg wrote this week. The Swiss private bank, Edmond de Rothschild Group, and the smaller French lender, Rothschild & Company, are the only two remaining banks with links to the family whose name has been a synonym for wealth and power for more than two centuries. The Rothschild family emerged from the Jewish ghetto in Frankfurt in the 19th century to become one of the world's richest and most powerful financial dynasties that bankrolled wars and empires and helped shape Europe's economic and political history. Probably didn't help that they became the keepers of the papal treasure either, huh? After decades of operating in relatively different segments, the Swiss and French branches are now targeting the same wealthy clients. The odds of a merger within the renowned family are now rising as both banks are fighting for a bigger share of the $250 trillion global wealth management industry. They are now targeting similar clients. Christopher Kunzel, lecturer on wealth management at Zurich University of Applied Sciences. It's very competitive, and they're a centuries-old name. It's a big asset, and they are both trying to leverage. So that's pretty fascinating stuff here. A lot of movers and shakers and crazy stuff. Now, this was up maybe week ago. Expert on squatters warns the nation we're in for a nightmare once illegal immigrants discover housing law loopholes. America's housing law loopholes are just big enough for illegal immigrants to crawl through, according to one expert who warns that tenants' rights laws make it hard to dislodge squatters. We have masses coming in. They're going to be looking for places to live. And if we don't have the housing for them, they're coming in with no money. They can't rent the traditional way. Flash Shelton, founder of the United Handyman Association and SquatterHunters.com, said Shelton used innovative tactics to dislodge squatters from his mother's house in 2019 and has emerged as an advocate to help others facing the difficult chore of ridding a property of people who choose to remain. The map of tenants' rights laws is varied because it is local or state issue. Many states require a civil suit process to evict someone, which is burdensome and time-consuming. Once illegal immigrants get wind of the rights they have as squatters, our squatter situation is going to go beyond control. He noted that squatters are already emboldened by local laws, adding, what are we going to do later when we have a million people squatting in this country? And we had the whole thing in Atlanta. I'm sure many of you saw it. 1,200 homes in parts of Atlanta where they set up strip clubs and all this other weird stuff. He said the housing picture will grow worse when not only do we have a border issue that we can't even figure out, but now we have people that are being mentally, financially, physically messed with because they've lost their home to all of these people. regardless of how you feel politically or morally about the situation, put aside that and just think about the masses. Well, think about, was it Massachusetts now and in Michigan are trying to convince their residents, hey, take in these poor refugees, and that you're setting them up for squatting. And then you're reading stories over in Europe of like elderly pensioners are being told, hey, you need to give up your home for these migrants. And I mean, if this isn't genocide, the beginnings of a full-blown genocide, you know, and look, a lot of people have talked about the Social Security system going bankrupt here in the next couple of years, the Medicare system going bankrupt. I mean, I'm looking at these videos of these financial people saying the whole system is a joke. Senator Tuberville, I'll see if during the break if I can find that one. But he's just basically right on the floor of the Senate saying the whole thing's a big freaking, it's all just a big scam. Senator Paul, and I'm going to talk and probably play this thing from Senator Paul. Yeah, and I got this Tuberville one too. When we come back, I'm going to play both of these. So hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.